You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey, everybody. Hello. Welcome to the Generation 6 show. You know, I always like to wait until my platform really shows that I am live, so forgive the few seconds of silence. Welcome to the show. If this is the first video you are ever watching from my fan page, my name is 16 Ramos and I'm a digital marketing strategist and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. And today I am talking about productivity and some misunderstood facts that people give us work from home business owners or workers that people give us a hard time about, okay? So there are some things that I have been told in the past by either friends or family members or just acquaintances, people that I know randomly, that shows how deeply misunderstood working from home is in a way that makes it seem like what we're doing is not is not legit or not valid in terms of the workload and how hard some of the things and some of the projects that we're really working at are. And I want to address those today because it's come to my attention that some of the really, really close friends I have been confronted by these misunderstood statements about, oh, you should have time for this, you're only working from home, or, you know, you should pay a lot more attention to this, these other things, because you only work from home. And I'm like, oh, well, that really just reflects on how deeply misunderstood we are. And there are ways, I know that the viewers or the listeners that I have are a mixture of both work from home people and people who maybe live with someone who works from home or have at some point expressed their frustration about why these people who work from home don't pay much attention to other things. And so if you are listening, whether you are working from home or have someone who works from home, or if you're someone who wants to understand the life of someone who works from home as a career, by the way, because it's different now when, you know, in this pandemic, the climate of the pandemic has forced all of us to shift to digital means of earning a living. So most of you who are listening to me are already working from home, either as a beginner or as someone who has done this for years. I've been working remotely for about a decade now. And when things free up, businesses open again, you know, people are talking about a new normal. Maybe a lot of us are going to be digitally working from now on, but a lot of people are also looking forward to physically doing the work that they used to or that they know. So if you're part of that camp of people who seek to understand what it's really like to be working 100% on your digital devices as a career, if you seek to understand that kind of life, then welcome to the show. I know that you are going to be picking up several things here that are new. So my aim for this is to help both of us, like me as a person who works from home, you who seeks to understand it, for all of us to understand each other a little bit more. And essentially what I want is for us to be at our top level, most productive selves. Because when people are giving you a hard time about why you work the way you do and why you work so hard, why you seem like a antisocial hermit who doesn't leave the house or who doesn't leave the home office or who doesn't leave the room. When people give us a hard time about that, That really affects productivity in the long run because we have to feel guilty about why we do the things we do. We have to stop, reprioritize or reassess our goals and priorities, reassess where our attention goes to, where our energy goes to. And that's really hard on us, especially when we're working with deadlines and we have goals and we have bosses and we have colleagues that depend on us and our decisions and us being online all the time. And so I want to seek an understanding between the two camps of people, whether you're someone who works from home or someone who seeks to understand it. All right. So hello to all of my viewers. Hey, Monty, Marella, Zane, Mary. Good morning, Mary, Eileen, Jackie, Zany. So if you're tuned in with me, first of all, say hi. Tell me where you're watching from. If you are watching the replay, do hashtag replay and let me know in what ways have you been misunderstood if you are working from home, or if you do not have a career that that requires you to work from home, what things about working from home or remote work do you want to understand? Do you have any questions about having a job that requires you to be online all the time, be on your phone all the time, be on your laptop all the time? If you have questions about what that's like, now's the time to ask me. Send them in the comments below. Also, if you want to share this broadcast to your wall or in your chat groups or in your private Facebook groups, go ahead. I know a lot of people are going to like this broadcast. So Louise is tuning in with us. Grams is tuning in with us. Hello, hello. So on my list, I have about 5 items here. So 5 misunderstood facts about working from home. And the very first one that's common, based on the stories that I've heard from my friends that also work from home like I do, who have been working from home for years. First misunderstood fact is people believe that we have more time to do more leisurely things when most of the time it's the complete opposite. So sure, there's flexibility. Right now, I'm in my apartment. I'm basically just in this one space. And anytime if I decide I want to take a break right now and maybe have some lunch or maybe take 10 minutes to meditate or maybe take 20 minutes to have a TV break and then get back to work, if I do decide that, because some days I just need to breathe, there's flexibility in that sense. But just because we work from home and there is no office, there's no cubicle, there's no supervisor telling us or asking us how's the report going, doesn't mean we don't have a structure. So yes, there is flexibility, but there is also structure to the way we do things if we work from home. So if we don't stick to a schedule, we're never gonna get anything done, just like a regular job. So we can't get our work done if we don't have a schedule. We'll get behind on tasks, messages, in content, or whatever it is that that we work on or that you work on that's piled up on our plates. So we have a schedule just like a regular job, and sometimes that schedule can be tight. And I remember initially when I was still new and with this whole digital experience, working 100% online, shifting from a traditional face-to-face transaction with my online business, and shifted to a more digital approach. And essentially, ultimately, I ended up working from home 100% of the time. When I was in that transition, trying to figure things out, I even forget to eat, I forget to stand up, just because things get really, really tight between online meetings and content creation and answering messages. And sometimes the messages can pile up, and I'll get to that in a second, because there's also a misunderstood fact about us responding to our messages all the time on a prompt manner. But you know, everyone's schedule is different, but there is a structure. So if you have misunderstood someone as having a lot more time for leisurely things, and you demanded that, you know, you should lighten up a little bit because, you know, you just work from home, obviously it's the point is to have more flexibility, right? You don't know where that person is on their journey in working from home. They might also just be figuring this out. So there is a structure. pay respect to what that structure is, ask first. At the end of this list, I'm going to give you guys, if you're someone who needs to address these misconceptions from family and friends, I'm going to give you some things that you can say to address it and to diffuse very awkward situations where you can't really fight for yourself. So don't worry, I'll give you some things that you can say. Okay, so that's one misunderstood fact. We actually do not have loads and loads. I mean, there's flexibility, but we don't have a lot of time to do leisurely things, especially if we are working on a big, big, big project. And this leads me to the second misunderstood fact. And that fact is our workload can actually be a lot heavier than when we meet people, say, on a 9-to-5 or a physical meeting or when we are in an office. Because when you are in an office setting, you clock in, you clock out, right? Or when you run a business and you have business hours, you go in, you go out. And people know not to bother you anymore when you're out of the office. But when you're working from home, that boundary is blurred. People can call me or text me or send me messages and expect a prompt response at like 2 in the morning. So that sometimes can get blurred. And when you're figuring out what your schedule is and what your boundaries are, that can get really, really hard on your productivity because you don't know what is urgent and what should be prioritized and what the process is. So the workload, people misunderstand this. They think that the workload of someone who works from home gets lighter because, you know, you have Mondays through Sundays. You can basically choose which day you work and which days you don't. But really, we have at the end of the day or at the end of the month, whatever, at the end of the quarter, we have our deliverables. We have goals that we need to achieve. I have my personal goals, my business goals. I have a number that I need to hit. And sure, flexibility is there. Maybe on a Tuesday, I decide I don't want to work, but then I compensate or I catch up on the other days and I spend 12 hours at work. So the workload doesn't really get lighter, you guys, because people expect a lot more from you, knowing that you're just at home and you're working digital. You can multitask. You can, you know, there's some beliefs that people have around you working on a computer, being home all the time. And that belief is, oh, maybe now you have a lot more time to do all these other projects that we can pile up on your plate. And this is just not true. We work on a significant number of projects at a given time. And a lot of the time, our sanity is hanging by a thread, which is the reason why I do these broadcasts, to help my community with strategies that work for me, because I've been doing this for almost a decade. So respect the boundaries and the priorities of someone who works from home. There's also a process to the way we do things. So if you're a colleague and or a friend, you like us to do look at anything, you know, hey, you want to give us a PDF that we should read and correct some of the writing that you did or whatever, it's safe to assume that we are currently working on something pressing, but we'd love to help. So if you want to approach someone who works from home, give them something to look at, give them something to do aside from what they're already doing, just assume that they're busy. And they're already currently working on a project that's pressing. But also, you know, coming from someone who loves to help the community, I would love to look at it. I would love to help. Just know that maybe I might get to it in 3 hours after I do my broadcast and my meetings and my content creation. There's a whole process to this too. So also, if you're a family member, and you'd like us to make time for out-of-work activities, we'd love to participate after work hours. Now, if you're working from home, make sure that you have reasonable hours. You know, I'm talking a lot to people who misunderstand us, but also be responsible with your boundaries. If you're working from home, have reasonable hours. Make time for your family. This doesn't give you the ticket to just, you know, I gave you the reasons now why I work so hard. Now leave me alone. It's not like that. It's making them understand that we'd love to be a part of our friends' lives and our families' lives. And essentially, this is the reason why we're doing it in the first place, is for our families. But also, if we don't get the things that's on our plate done, then we don't get paid, right? So it's just beneficial for both of us to understand that's what's going on. The workload doesn't get lighter. It's pretty much the same as someone who has a regular job, or even tighter. It's a lot heavier on most days because of the expectation that is being presented on us just because we work from home and we work digital. So I want to make sure I don't neglect my viewers. Hello, Nina. Lynn, morning from New Zealand. Hello, Clemente. This is super correct. Clemente, let me know, in what ways have you been misunderstood as someone who works from home? Let me know. Maybe we can address that today. Cheryl, Riza, thanks for tuning in. All right. So that's a second misunderstood fact. Third is that we're always tied to the computer or our phones, and we seem to be antisocial in the sense that we're just in here, in this space, all the time. And most people believe that because you work from home, you can actually drop it and respond whenever you want because people understand you have a life now. And I want to address that because in some situations, people are actually on call. So any minute, they may be needed to address something urgent. And if they're not there on their whatever chat platforms, I actually know, I have a friend who lives in Australia and she works in IT for a living, and she is tied to her laptop until 4 a.m. sometimes because anytime she could get an email or a chat prompt from her boss saying this needs to be fixed right away. And, you know, sometimes technological problems, they work with like global clients. So time zones are not a question here. Just because you're supposed to be sleeping doesn't mean there isn't going to be an issue from a company that's halfway across the world and you need to be awake right now. So sometimes the situation calls for us to be tied to our devices. And in some cases, it's back-to-back meetings, it's collaborative projects, and people rely on your decisions. So I work with a digital team. I have an admin assistant. I have my affiliate team, which, by the way, is based all over the world. So I have a team in the Philippines, in the US. I have a team in Sweden, the Czech Republic. Oh my goodness, in Canada, Singapore, Hong Kong, and like Australia. And, you know, my like Pacific Standard Time, my butt, they, you know, the work doesn't respect that. If there's something urgent that I need to answer and I'm not there, that affects my business. So in some situations, we can't just drop it, right? So if you are someone who has to deal with a family member that has a hard time or gets frustrated about the fact that you need to check on your phone all the time, check on your laptop all the time, keep people around you informed. Okay, so like I said, I'm going to give you some things that you can say to the people around you so that you can diffuse emotionally charged situations when it gets to that, right? So that you also have a deeper understanding of what's really going on, because you gotta do what you need. You gotta do to work and to earn money, right? Fourth misunderstood fact. So hopefully I gave you a deeper understanding of why we need to be here. But also, if you work from home, like I said, find that boundary, find that healthy boundary, and really have a shut off time, and stick to it, because it's also not healthy for you to just be on your computer, not standing up, not eating your meals, not hydrating, not checking in with the people around you. If you live with other people, you have to check in with them too. So, fourth misunderstood fact is that We actually do not have the attention span to answer messenger messages promptly. This is the one thing that I actually give I'm given a hard time about all the time, is that because I'm always online, therefore I do not have an excuse to not answer messenger messages or my inbox promptly. And I just want to laugh so I want to laugh so hard right now, because if you could just see my messenger every morning, you will understand why. Every morning I've actually developed a brand new habit to not look at my messages right away before I've said my little prayers, my little affirmations every morning, or even took at least 10 deep breaths. Because my messenger has about, whenever I wake up, at a minimum, about 50 messages. And it never goes down below that. Which means if you send me a message, you are just one out of almost 100 messages that pile up during the day. Okay? Especially if you handle a business that there's inquiries, there's questions, there's people that you need to talk to, and you're working digitally, it can get crazy. So be patient. If you're someone that needs to deal with a person who doesn't respond to you in a prompt manner, be patient. If it is urgent, in my case, if it is urgent, you can send me a text. You can send me a text before you call, like, hey, I really need your decision on this. Can I call you? And if I don't respond, you can call me out of the blue, because I know that's not out of the blue. You can actually tell me on the phone. I actually sent you a message like a minute ago, and I'm sorry. I'm not gonna get mad at you. It's just different when people start like calling me for non-urgent things. So just because I'm tied to my devices doesn't mean I am just looking at my messenger the whole time. I'm looking at emails, I'm creating content, I'm on my Trello app, I'm on my Airtable, I'm on my VIP groups, and like I rotate between these tasks. So be patient. If your loved one works from home, doesn't respond to your messages promptly, that's just because they're working on something. Be patient. I get to all my messages eventually. Might not be in the same or in the next 30 minutes, but I always get to them. So make sure I greet my viewers here. Hello, hello, everybody. All right, so if you have any questions about these misunderstood facts, now's the time to ask. Okay, so I think we're on our last item here. Misunderstood fact. We actually do not feel like we don't have a social life. We've been, you know, I'm sure if at some point you've been told this too, but I certainly have. If I don't lighten up, I'll have no social life. I have been told that. And I want to address this by saying it hardly ever feels that way, because I talk to so many people. I feel like the view on people who have worked from home their whole lives is that they're antisocial and they don't want to talk to people, physically be with people. And that's just not true. And some people will argue that it's different when you are physically with someone and you're actually out and about hanging out with someone, which is true. That is different. There are some days when I crave the physical dynamic of it all, but just because we aren't doing that doesn't mean we're living like monks. we're fine. We are not monks. We are not antisocial. We are not hermits. I've not one day missed a conversation with my mom or my sister and my best friend who currently lives in the Philippines. There are days when I do wish we could get together physically, but having a work from home life, a WFH life, doesn't deprive us of human connection. Okay, there is a big difference, and I acknowledge that. So work from home peeps, acknowledge the difference too. there is power in physically being with when it's safe. Okay. Again, putting the pandemic context into this. By the way, it's just so disheartening to see the news of people being on beaches, being on parks with no masks, and having groups of 20 people drinking beer and saying, oh, I am so over it. It's just because you're over it doesn't mean this virus is over. But anyway, when it's safe to do so, go and immerse yourself in that physical dynamic, but also let your friends understand that it's okay, it's fine. You are still very much having connections with the people that you're talking to. Now, this brings me to the things that you can say to address these multiple misconceptions. So, these things are very, very simple. One thing that you can say that can address, not having enough time or a heavy workload, you can say, I'd love to do it. Let's say someone wants you to make time to look at something or wants you to make time to do a particular activity. You could say, I'd love to do it, but I'm working on a deadline with my current project. Is there any chance we can move this to, if it's a meeting, is there any chance we can move it to this weekend? Or if it's another project, is there any chance, is it okay if I look at it this Wednesday when I'm done with this project? So, you know, commit to eventually getting to it, but also make them understand that I really can't just drop everything just to do this. So give that understanding that you are busy, but you'd love to do it, right? So another thing that you can say is, I'm so sorry I can't get to that right now, but hey, here's my availability for the week so we can plan ahead. And this is usually, I say this to some of my friends who would love to meet me, especially when I was back in the Philippines. You know, why don't we, go for bowling or go catch up for, over some coffee. And I'm like, this week is really crazy, but I'd love to do it next Wednesday if that's okay with you. Or I'm free Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday on the third week of this month. Let me know which day is better for you so we can plan ahead. Because sometimes it's just the reality of my work. So be open to also spending time on these other things, you guys, because that balance is healthy. You sometimes have to just refresh and get yourself out of work mode. And when you get back to it, you have a totally different mindset, a totally refreshed mindset because you looked at something else or you did something else that's fun and that's energizing. So another thing that you can say to address why you need to be on your computer all the time or you need to be on your phone all the time is, sorry if I have to keep checking on my phone every once in a while. I'm on call for a project, so I may need to be on a video call at some point. And I remember there was one time when we were like playing Monopoly in my home in the Philippines and I was like on my phone all the time and I was being given hard time. I'm like, it's your turn. Stop looking at your phone. I'm like, okay, I'm so sorry. It's just that I'm waiting on a message from my account manager. And if I don't respond right away, there's going to be a delay on whatever it was that I was waiting for. So just keep the people around you informed of what needs to happen so that you meet in a happy middle. Okay, so another thing that you can say is for when you can't respond to a message right away, I apologize in advance if I don't respond right away. I'm currently communicating with several people about a project I'm working on, but if there's something urgent you need to tell me, you can send me a text or a call. I say a text because on my phone, I get notified in a very effective way when a text has come in a way that Messenger doesn't notify me because it's just my Messenger always blows up. But when it's a text, I really, really notice it. So I say, apologize in advance if I don't respond right away. It's just that I'm working with several people on my other platform. So if there's something urgent that I need to look at, just text me or call me and I'll respond. And lastly, if people really, really want you to lighten up and have a social life, I just take this as a sign that they miss me. You know, I just brush off the fact that they think I live like a hermit because I know they don't mean it because they just don't understand what my life is like. And so I just turn that around and I say, I know you miss me. I'd love to see you too. Because they just miss you is all, right? Lighten up about it too. They're not judging, or at least you can look at it that way. I'm sure you miss me. I'd love to see you too. Why don't we schedule some catch-up time when all this is over? Maybe 2021. No, just kidding. maybe next week. I don't know. Because like I said, I want you to be safe out there, guys. Don't meet anyone without a mask. Only be in groups of two. It's just difficult right now when people are being very insensitive about the safety of other people and they decide, you know, the virus is probably gone. But anyway, if people start missing you, you want to hang out, but unfortunately you're in groups of 10, probably beg off of that because it's not worth the risk. And say, guys, maybe when it's safer to do it, I'll hang out with you. But just let them know that you're still there, right? Keep in touch with the people around you because they do miss you. So these are the misunderstood facts about people who work from home. You can tell that I'm very, very passionate as I talked about that because I have been confronted by these misunderstood statements before. But, you know, the people around you just mean well. They want to spend time with you. They want you to pay attention. They want you to find the time as well. It's just good to know where they're coming from. And also it helps to know how to make these people understand that this is a job just like any other job. This is a business just like any hard, hard business. And you have to take it seriously. And you know, if they really, really are there for you to support you, they will understand. But you just gotta know how to strike that balance. So I hope this helps you guys. Leia is watching from Nueva Vizcaya. Thanks for tuning in. So I actually just noticed that one badge. Leia has a sharer badge, which means that you share a lot of my content. That's awesome. I've never seen that badge before. This is the first time. So, oh my goodness. Guys, if you want Leia's awesome sharer badge, because that looks badass, Leia. Everyone should have a sharer badge. What you need to do is just share this broadcast into your wall, share this in your chat groups, share this in your private groups, and tag your team in the comments, tag your friends, tag your family in the comment section so that they can also see this. So guys, thank you for tuning in. That's our show. I will see you again tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on the 16 Ramos fan page. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.